thank you. Here we go. What I shall be doing is reading, or declaiming even, various versions of the well-known nursery rhyme, Mary Had a Little Lamb. And I shall be doing each one in a different voice. It should be obvious enough what they're meant to be, as it were. Not individual people, just types. But in case you're perplexed, I will actually tell you what it's meant to be, and it'll remind me of what I'm supposed to be doing too. So, this is Mary Had a Little Lamb, as read by me. Okay. Mary had a little lamb. Its fleece was white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. I don't think we need to know the rest, do we? And I do apologise, because I'll be saying again the same words, so you could get a little bit bored with the story. But anyway, the next one is the children's presenter, and doing this for little children. Mary had a little lamb. Its fleece was white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. Oh, almost makes you want to know what happened next, doesn't it? The next one is a child actually reading it. That's often a child listening. It could be a child listening. Who knows who's listening, but it's a child reading it. Okay.
Mary had a little lamb. Its fleece was white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went, that lamb was sure to go.
I don't really like that child very much, but somebody might. The next one is an old man.
Mary had a little lamb. Its fleece was white as snow, and my hair indeed. And everywhere that Mary went, that lamb was sure to go. Bloody nuisance, really, I'd say.
And the next one is, I was going to say Buffy. Well, that means something to me, and I don't mean Buffy as in Vampire Slayer. I'm Buffy as in old buffer, as it were, old chap in his club or something like that.
Mary had a little lamb. Its fleece was white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went, that lamb was sure to go.
Yes, enough of that. The next one is slightly sinister. Well, it is to me, anyway. But I'm closer to it than you are.
Mary had a little lamb. Its fleece was white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went, that lamb was sure to go.
Yes, okay. And finally, a woman's voice, which won't be very convincing, I shouldn't imagine.
Mary had a little lamb. You see, women can't do this as well as men. Mary had a little lamb. Its fleece was white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go.
Right. And now, the same thing in a number of different accents. I think, generally speaking, these will be men, but if they sound a bit effeminate, then just assume that they're women. Okay. The North Country accent will be,
Mary had a little lamb. Its fleece were white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went, that lamb was sure to go.
That was North Country. I don't know, Lancashire, Yorkshire, somewhere like that. Birmingham, yeah.
Mary had a little lamb. Its fleece was white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went, that lamb was sure to go.
So I ought to be able to do those last two, because I was born in Lancashire and brought up in Birmingham. Some sort of generic Irish.
It's Southern Irish, something like that. Mary had a little lamb, and its fleece was white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went, that lamb was sure to go.
Don't suppose there's any chance of a Guinness, is there? No, no. Scottish. Yeah, so many different kinds, so just generic Scottish.
Mary had a little lamb. Its fleece was white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went, that lamb was sure to go.
And finally, Shetland.
Mary had her little lamb. Its fleece was white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go.
And you won't know whether that was any good, because I bet you don't know what a Shetland accent is. Well, it was like that. I was going to say Welsh, but I don't think we need that one, do we? And because it all sounds Indian, yeah, and so does mine. Norfolk or someone like that just says,
Mary had a little lamb. Its fleece was white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go.
Not sure it's Norfolk, Suffolk, or something, somewhere that doesn't exist. Geordie, oh no, no, thank you. American, ooh, it's a bit of generic. How many do we try there? No, it's not like,
Mary had a little lamb. Its fleece was white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go.
I don't know where the hell that was, but it wasn't British, that's for sure. Australian, well, you know, that's everybody can do Australian. That's right, Mary hit a little lamb. Its fleece was white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went, that lamb was sure to go. And finally, in this category, I think, oh, not quite, no, South African, no?
Detroit, Mary hit a little lamb. Its fleece was white as snow. And everywhere, that was a bit racist, wasn't it? I'm terribly sorry. Its fleece was white as snow. What a lovely colour. And everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. Get out as quickly as possible if I were you.
And Germanic, no, we don't do that sort of thing anymore. And perhaps a little French. Mary had a little lamb.
Its fleece was white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. And one day it ended up in the oven. Was it following Mary into the oven? That's a spooky story. I don't think I should pursue that thought at all.
I could do it very, very fast. I'm capable of doing things very, very fast. I mean, Mary had a little lamb, its fleece was white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. That was one of those commercials you have to get in 5 seconds. Or if you want it slow, on the other hand, it could be,
Mary had a little lamb. Its fleece was white, snow. And everywhere that Mary went, that lamb was sure to go.
Sorry, I fell asleep for a moment there. high-pitched, you know, high-pitched? I can always manage high-pitched. This is a little cartoon characters that talk
right up there. Oh, hello, oh, oh, lots of fun for all the children. Some nasty little cartoon character. Yes, I am, but I'm advertising something, so I'm lovable. Mary had a little lamb. Its fleece was white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. Yes,
I've written down here in my notes, Billy Bunter. Can't imagine what that means.
I say, you fellows! Oh, crikey! Lamb! Oh, super! I like lamb! Lamb cake! Lamb pudding! Mary had a little lamb, and its fleece was white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go, and I followed her and ate the lamb! Ha!
I think the man's mad. And as far as I'm concerned, that's it. I have no more to offer.